Welcome to Talks from the Bible. But Christ, being come and high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Hebrews 9:10-14. Whereas the blood of goats and calves, under the system given by Moses, was incapable of rendering the offender guiltless, the offering of Christ purged the conscience, so that one could come into the presence of God and be acceptable. The offering of Jesus Christ obtained eternal redemption for the sinner. The cross of Jesus Christ provided a final offering unto God for the forgiveness and cleansing of human sin. No longer would offerings be made through the system delivered at Sinai, but the offering of Christ had become a perpetual offering whereby the sinner could obtain eternal redemption. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanseth us from all sin. 1 John 1:7. As we walk with God, we have fellowship with God. This fellowship affords to us the continual cleansing of sin by the power of Christ's blood. Jesus Christ is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. 1 John 2:2. Forgiveness of sin and redemption from sin are provided to all believers by the payment made by Jesus Christ upon the cross. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. 5:11. The blood of Christ purges us from all sin, thus bringing joy to our soul because we are reunited with God. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. 1:5. Christ in willing obedience entered the holy place and came forth with eternal redemption for the human family. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. 53:6. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.